Here in the centre of Middlesbrough, the traditional images of the northeast are all around us. The remnants of the region's industrial past are still visible, and you can't walk through Middlesbrough without passing a die-hard football fan.
In the box it goes, Kamara with it! Oh, yes! What a beautiful header that was by Kai Kamara! It had power, it had authority, it had goal written all over it.
So this region is hardly one that you'd associate with having a large and vibrant gay community.
I don't think it makes it such a big deal. It's not an issue as it used to be. I think there is a lot out there, and I think there's a lot more acceptance than you would have thought in a town of this size.
That's Matthew Gray. He's gay and a community organiser in Middlesbrough. And according to a survey by the Office for National Statistics, the North East has the largest percentage of people who say they're gay outside of London.
Okay, Middlesbrough, I'm going to leave you this song. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Matthew helped organise this year's Middlesbrough Pride Festival, a celebration of music and popular culture, and an event that for Matthew confirmed that attitudes towards gay people in this region have drastically changed.
The reaction was phenomenal from everybody. We had literally thousands of people descending on Middlesbrough. It wasn't about just coming along if you were gay or if you were a lesbian or if you're transgender. It was about everybody getting involved. The feedback that we've got literally from so many different people that came along, everybody said what a great atmosphere it was.
Thank you, Middlesbrough!
Away from the fun of the Pride Festival, in former mining communities in County Durham, though, there is a very different view. Jamie Hannett is 21, and from Trimden.
People's opinions, they differ. You know, you've got some people that take it really well, you've got some people that don't like to know about it, and you've got some people that make a point of telling you that they don't like you being a gay or lesbian person.
For Jamie, social attitudes in these parts are taking time to change.
I live in this place, I've grew up all of my life, and a lot of people are aware that I'm a gay man. It was difficult growing up because a lot of younger people just don't get the concept, and the only impression they have of gay and lesbian people is what they've been passed down from generation to generation, and that is that it's wrong and that it's not right to be like that.
This new survey estimates that 1.7% of the population, or around 44,000 people in the northeast, are gay, lesbian or bisexual. And the survey says we're also the most open region in the UK when it comes to talking about our sexuality. Something that sociologist Dr. Mark McCormack from Durham University says has been brought about through changes in the law.
In the 80s and 90s, the law structured people into homophobia. So there was a non-equal age of consent. There was Section 28, which prevented teachers from talking about homophobic bullying, and also was kind of a sign to students that homosexuality wasn't something to be talked about. We didn't have gay marriage. And now in 2013, we're in a country and a place where there is no homophobic discrimination in law.
Go back 20 years, and a lot of people in the northeast would never have dared talk about their sexuality for fear of prejudice or worse. On the surface here in Middlesbrough, this is still a traditional community, but one that has undoubtedly changed. To the point whereby the matter of who you love, for the vast majority of people in this region, isn't even an issue anymore.